Now that we've set the table, let's talk about my first topic of the day, which is in concert with what DeSantis is doing in Texas. The fight has come to us here in Florida. I mean, I'm sorry, did I just mix up the states? Florida is taking the ball and running with defending children. The fight has come to us here in Texas, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Texians. Because one of the things that World Economic Forum loving Greg Abbott did, creating an executive order that equates pretty much grooming with child abuse. This happened during the primary. And this was back in February. Abbott orders state agencies to investigate grooming care for trans kids as child abuse. The Office of the Attorney General has now confirmed in the enclosed opinion that a number of so-called sex change procedures constitutes child abuse under existing Texas law. This is a good thing. This is a very, very good thing, because that's true. Sex changes for children is child abuse. It is grooming. So what do we have now? What do we have now? Apple, all the standard players. What do we call it? We call it the Pence strategy. Remember when Mike Pence, as the governor of Indiana, put out the Freedom Restoration Act, essentially. I don't know what it's called, but you know what I'm saying. The Freedom Restoration Act, I believe. And Apple and Google and all these companies squeezed him until he folded. And that worked in North Carolina. They got the NBA to get rid of the All-Star game there. And doing all that other kind of stuff because dudes wanted to go in girls' bathrooms. And apparently this was some kind of civil rights action, which if you talk to any real black person, they're like, no, gay people don't get to have the civil rights fight that we did, right? Ask Jason Whitlock about it, the LGBT MAP community. He's like, no, they don't get to have, it's not a civil rights issue. But now you in Texas, because we have decided through Governor WEF, that if you try to have quote unquote gender affirming healthcare, which just means groomers are going to mutilate young children, and it is groomers mutilating young children, but apparently Apple, Google, Meta, Johnson & Johnson, you need to stay out of these things, considering your track record is not very good right now as far as, I don't know, anything else. Of course, your jab didn't kill as many people as Pfizer, so we'll give you a bit of a pass. But Apple, Google, Meta, IKEA, PayPal, Capital One, Electronic Arts, and many more firms signed an ad running in the Friday edition of the Dallas Morning News. The only good thing about that is nobody reads the Dallas Morning News anymore, so it really doesn't matter. Calling the new order what? Discrimination. It's discrimination to mutilate young children. It is discrimination to take a young, innocent child and pump them full of hormones so some 45-year-old pervert can get his jollies off. That's discrimination. Do you see where I'm going with this rhetoric? Do you see what I'm asking other people to do? Oh, we're the fags at Apple. We want kids to get, you know, shot up with hormones and have all other kinds of gross, disgusting things done to them because, I don't know, rainbow flags or whatever the hell the transgender flag is. We call on public leaders in Texas and across the country to abandon efforts to write discrimination into law and policy. It is not discrimination to keep a child from experiencing the worst thing you can do to them. I love how they write this. It's not just wrong. It impacts our employees, our customers, their families, and our work. Baloney. Baloney. Oscar Mayer levels of baloney. But let's see, now that Abbott does not have to win a primary, will he fold? Probably. He'll probably fold because he is a WEF loving waste of space. Useless. And that's what they do. And this is also a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with WEF Abbott bringing in Apple and Google and Meta and all these, and Toyota and all these other companies, bringing them into Texas. Because now they have control. Remember, capitalism, McCapitalism is going to save the world, except who is pushing for transgenderism? Who is pushing for the abuse of children? McCapitalism. I know you libertarians and you fiscal people don't want to hear it. Your free market cannot fix it because your free market is corrupt, i.e. it is not free. Oh, but what? No, you have no free market. Your free market has been corrupted, and it is now pushing for child abuse. I wish we had state leaders that said, hey, Apple, hey, Google, you can all leave. But by the way, if you do leave, you're paying us back the tax credits we gave you. Those sweet tax credit deals we made, if you leave, if you have a hissy fit, you got to pay that plus a penalty. And then you can GTFO. And some of you know what that means. That's why I said it that way. You can get out. But no. Oh, we need the jobs and we need the corporations. While these corporations continue to push child abuse.
Oh, but my economy...